right, start off with the injury report. Tim DeChekwa was limited in practice today with a knee. Maurice Jones-Drew did not practice with a hand. Tywan Jones did not practice with a foot. Nick Roach was limited in practice with a concussion. And then Kaluka Maeva did not practice with an illness. So that's the injury report for today. Listen, we're excited about the opportunity. We've got the Houston Texans coming in here. It's a good football team. You know, when you watch their team, you know, defensively, I think they're outstanding. I think they're very fast, you know, throughout their defense. J.J. Watt is obviously, you know, one of the best players in the National Football League, so he's a guy that we got to contend with and we got to understand where he's going to be. And they do a good job of moving him around, putting him in some different spots. You know, I think they're active in the secondary. They've played well back there in the back end, and they played well the other day against Washington and really throughout the preseason. Offensively, obviously Andre Johnson is a big play threat for them out at wide receiver. I think they got a lot of good, solid tight ends. You know, they're schematically, they're similar to some of the things that they've done, you know, in the run game. They do a good job up front, and I think Arian Foster, again, is one of those top backs in the league. So it's a great challenge. And we got to be ready to play.
Is Maurice expected to miss some time, or will he play Sunday?
Yeah, he's day-to-day. Okay. You know, we'll see, you know, whenever he's available and ready to go.
Is this something he's had for a while, this hand that got worse, or was it?
It's a different injury.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did it happen in the second quarter of the game?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly when it happened.
Is Nick able to do more today than he did last week? Or
he's doing better. Same? He did a little bit more today. So, you know, again, we're following the protocol. We're going to stick with it. You know, whenever he's ready to go, we'll slide him right back in there.
Do they use Watt differently under this coaching staff than they did last year?
You know, not a whole lot differently. They probably move him around a little bit more, but, you know, I think they do a good job of trying to get him isolated, get him some one-on-one matchups and do that type of stuff. The thing is that, you know, really when you look at their front seven, you know, they're very active throughout their front seven. They do a great job of getting after the passer. And so it's, you know, obviously it's going to be a tough challenge.
You said after the game that you thought both lines may have gotten outplayed. When you watched the film, what would you see when you watched the film up front on both sides?
Yeah, well, I thought really what it boils down to is you know, they were able to run the ball last week. We weren't able to run the ball as well as we would have liked. I saw some good things on tape. I still feel very confident in our football team. And the good news is we're moving on to week number two. It's the Houston Texans, and that's what we're focused on right now.
If NJD can't go, is that a big setback for this run game?
Well, listen, it's next man up philosophy, you know, and that happens in football. And we'll see, you know, we'll see where we're at and when and if he's able to practice, and we'll kind of go from there.
You think Osbury will be able to do more this week than he did last week, or what do you see Osbury's progression as this week?
Yeah, well, we'll see. You know, I mean, he missed a lot of time, and so, you know, last week was his first week back at practice, so we're trying to get him back acclimated, and we'll see how that plays out.
With one game under his belt, Derek Carr, now an NFL veteran, did he carry himself any differently? How did he do today in practice?
I'm not ready to call him an NFL veteran, you know. But listen, I thought he handled himself well in the game last week. I think he practiced well today. You know, I think we'll see improvement, just like, you know, you see from, you know, season one to season two, you always see improvement. The most improvement you see during the season is from week one to week two. So excited about watching him play.
What is his greatest attribute?
Well, I think his greatest attribute is that he's very mature for his age, and he's highly intelligent. You know, so it allows him to, you know, allows us to do a few more things with a guy, with a rookie player that you might not normally do. But he's got a tremendous skill set, and he's going to do nothing but continue to get better the more opportunities he gets.
Talked about through training camp about throwing everything you could throw at Khalil Mack and then kind of refining it down as the season went. Did you indeed do that, or is he doing a lot still?
Well, he he's able to handle a lot, and he's still doing a lot. Again, we're gonna allow him to do as much as he can handle. I think he's been vastly improved from, you know, the first game you saw him in the preseason to where he's at right now. I think he's continued to get better, and He's one of 11 out there, and I think we'll get better as a football team. We'll keep getting better.
You talked a lot about his pass rushing skill when he first came here, and it seemed like some passing downs he's out of the game. Have you seen that he's so good in the other areas they can use him in other ways?
The way things go in the National Football League now, you're talking about a guy that's, he plays linebacker, he plays defensive line, he does both. And to be able to get a consistent rush, we've got to be able to rotate all those guys.
Yeah.
And, he's not the only one that gets rotated in and out. The objective is to be able to have four fresh rushers when it's time to throw the ball. So we'll continue to do that. He's going to play a majority of the snaps. Just like he did last week, but there'll be some times where we'll have to rest him. And the thing you feel good about is, you got Justin Tuck and you got Lamar Woodley, who you can bring off edges too. So, we still feel pretty good about being able to do that.
Has Roach been cleared for a full contact yet?
He is not.
Miles, not only every single snap, but also 16 special team snaps, I think it was. How did he hold up with that kind of load?
Well, I thought he held up well. I really did. I thought maybe he started a little slow, but I thought as the game went on, he got better and better, and he'll be more comfortable if he's pressed into action again at the Mike linebacker position. He'll be more comfortable doing that this week.